Rattly bones and some old jokes. The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.
Smooth, give me that smooth, give me that good loving. Smooth, give me that smooth, give me that good loving. Can't control myself, girl, your look drives me wild. Everything you do, whoa, girl, is just my style. I just can't stop, no, and I won't let go of your love. You're driving me out of control and I just can't get enough of your love. Why, oh, why do you treat me this way and how? Can I get you to give me some of that smooth? Give me that smooth, give me that good loving. Smooth, give me that smooth, give me that good loving. We conquered so many mountains, I gave you the world. A love so strong, don't ever get me wrong. So much better than diamonds or pearls. All the flashy and material things, not even all the money in the world can compare to my love for you, girl, don't you know? Why, oh why do you treat me this way? And how can I get you to give me some of that smooth? Give me that smooth, give me that good loving. Smooth, give me that smooth, give me that good loving. Smooth, give me that smooth, give me that good loving. Smooth, give me that smooth, give me that good loving.
I'll give you something.
Stop winking at me. It's been a while, man.
It is the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.
Jason, right over there.
And that's my boy Justin. How you living, my friend?
Oh, man. Good to see you. It's been like forever.
It's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
come on now.
So I'm just a little bit extra. You know me.
You know.
Shouts out to my man Elijah Sky right there off his Nahoku Hano Hano nominated album, Heart Over Hype right there. That's the jam. Smooth. So smooth.
Hoku nominated joint right
yeah,
there. I'm impressed.
That guy, he's got some big things happening.
It's funny because his name is Elijah Sky, but you got to drop one of his other names, right?
What is that? What is this?
What family does he come from? Oh, we're having this conversation.
That's right. No, the Fardin family. Guy's got some roots, man. He got some roots. And I wish I could play. That's like one talent I wish I had that if I actually took seriously in school and stuff like that, I would.
I heard you was pretty good at the skin flute. Two hands, huh? All right.
Nice stroke.
So why don't you tell the friendly folks out there in Podland, where are we this
week?
We
are broadcasting sort of live.
Kind of, sort of live.
From Sakana's Bar and Grill right here in the heart of Kalihi. You can find it right next to Diners. Everybody knows where Diners
is. My adopted hometown. What I like to tell people, too, is kind of by the Kapalama Post Office.
That's a good one because you can park there after hours because it gets kind of crazy because there's a lot of things.
Oh, can. You yeah. can. I didn't know you could. Can.
Yeah, you can.
But that's otherwise, what? You're going to get told because that's where you're parked. I didn't know because I squeezed my butt into one of these spots
over
there.
Well, the reason why I parked over here is that we're recording on a Monday night, and yep. It's the first Monday night of the year, so yes. This place was packed.
Walk-in was pretty loud when we first got settled in over here.
Yeah,
it seems
like
calmed down a little bit.
Raider fans, they get loud, that's why.
Well, there you go. Did you watch the first game?
I did. Very exciting.
How about that finish?
How about that finish? Talk about a range of degenerate gamblers' emotions. Because they went, who was that? Houston got up right at the end, and then good old balls, Drew Brees.
I'm not saying I did any of that kind of stuff, but if you had the over on that game, you pulled out right at the very end. Good job.
Wow, look at some jelly beans, some shekels.
Yes. Shots on you.
What I didn't have.
What's that?
Is that I didn't have my team, my Philadelphia Eagles, cover.
What happened on Sunday? I was working. I didn't get a chance to see the game. Why don't you give me a quick rundown? What happened?
Well, it's a tradition unlike any other. I usually take off on the first Sunday of the football season to partake into some activities. And I just was so happened to be here at Sakana's doing their fun day, hanging out with all guys from Fun Day Sunday.
All right.
My Eagles, they were getting handled first half. 20-7 against the team from Washington.
Okay.
And
whose skin is red?
Whose skins are red.
Yes.
So I was very disgruntled in the beginning, to say the least. But then we turned it on. I chalk it up is because a lot of my starters, my Eagles starters, the regular team, they didn't play in the preseason. No, nobody played in the preseason. So
this was the first game where everybody was getting action.
Right. So everybody's working together. So I give it that first half. In the second half, we just turned it on. Bombs away to DeSean Jackson, which I called on my social media. So if anybody was starting him, if they followed me, they know that DeSean Jackson kills their former teams.
Yeah, but if they were following you, they also would have lost their shirt on like four different bets that you were telling everybody to take, right? So
I went 2-2. I think I went 2-2 this weekend.
2-2 and what? Do you actually put money on the games, or you just put stuff on your social media?
I put stuff on my social media, so I'm testing my waters. So I think next week I'm taking Washington.
For what?
I think what they play.
You're going to bet your kids sandwiches. Hey, boy, we're going to gamble.
I bet you your Cheetos against my ramen. Two, give me odds on the Cheetos and the ramen.
And I bet your boy's like, nah.
Yeah, I know.
I'm good.
Well, actually, you know that dad's full of it, and he's probably...
take that bet.
They'll go opposite. But yeah, we're at Sakana's, and then hopefully soon we can get some of the Sakana staff to jump on and tell us about some activities that they got coming up. And I know you are a connoisseur of the whiskey and the bourbon.
The fun thing is this bar over here, they have a very good selection. Another important thing to note is if you are an Okinawan food fan, this is the spot. If you remember the place called Hanagasa Inn, this is the old Hanagasa Inn, the same folks just migrated over here.
Let's move over. I want to thank you for coming here, because if it wasn't for you, I would be polishing off this shoyu pork plate.
I tell you, man, this Okinawan shoyu pork is solid.
It is awesome. That and the bowl rice. You always got to go bowl rice. So.
And what you also got to do if you listen to the Two Hawaii Dads podcast is two R's and an S. What is it, my friend?
Rate, review, and subscribe.
How do you do that?
Well, first you add us up at Two High Dads. And then if you're listening on, I didn't know, does Google, can you really leave a review on Google? I don't have Google, that's why.
I don't know. I don't have Google either, so I don't know.
So if you're on iTunes, make sure you download it and bang us out 5 stars, and then
bang you out. Maybe you don't got to do anything for me. You don't bang anything for me.
And then just drop a nice courtesy review for our podcast. We always help. That's actually the best way to help out the podcast, is that you drop the stars and leave a review. How much you drink your water?
Sounds good to me.
How much drink your water, buddy?
It's that orange. What is it? Orange and lemon
infused.
Gotta love Sakana.
Gotta love Sakana. So do that.
Part of the reason why I didn't get to check out the Eagles game yesterday was because I was
working.
I was at work. And did you know, because today is Monday, yesterday was Sunday. One of the interesting things about yesterday was they did the protest, the TMT protest, went mobile.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
I heard about it. And I was like, first thing that came to my head is like, how is this going to work?
Yep.
How are they going to block off a portion of the main artery going all the way from, what was that, from HK?
All the way to
Mali. And I'm like, I get salty already when there's like road work already. And I'm like, yo, it's the weekend. But how'd they do that?
Number one, they got a permit. So the first 70 cars that was in the caravan or the convoy got to actually take part, and they were escorted by HPD the whole way.
I saw some of that. What about the 71st? They just had to just...
Tough cookies, right? This was the thing. They had to get in line, and there were actually stories of people who tried to pull out from like Costco side and sneak into the line.
Right.
HPD didn't pull them over.
What?
Couple cars got cited for trying to jump into the convoy.
There must have been a couple of them, because I would have done the same thing.
Well, and you would have got a ticket. So I was posted up. I was working downtown, so I went up, ordered a Queen Emma overpass, and I stood there and I watched all the guys come through. Because I had the semi trucks at the front, and it was like 2 minutes of just cars. If you go to my social media, Honolulu Pulse on Instagram, I get the video up there. You can watch the last
convoy.
My vantage point
up on the top.
Yeah.
Last convoy I remember is when Brother Iz passed away, and they had that huge
all the way to the what was it, to the Capitol, right? Where his didn't he lay in state at the Capitol?
I thought they went to Westbound. They went to Makua.
Did they?
Yeah, I believe so. This is a million years ago.
Did they come
ago.
From? Or okay, I forget.
I think it was Apo, because I think they scattered it on that side.
Oh, it was when they scattered his ashes. Okay, because yeah. I remember was when he laid in state at the Capitol, and right. everybody was going right. over right. there. They did all the respects over there. So
and I heard on Maui, they did one today.
Apparently, that one wasn't permitted, though.
That was illegal eagle.
Yeah, that was just Maui being Maui.
It's like, hey, we're going to meet at the park, and then we're all going to go down.
That's what. And they said, we're going to go airport and block traffic. That's what they said, and that's what they did. Apparently, they went to the airport and blocked traffic.
I would love to be that officer that guarantee he went and met his quota. He's like, you, bing, 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 and he just wrote a ball up. That'd be pretty interesting.
So that was the TMT, and that's all we got to say about that, right?
Yeah.
You got anything else you want to say about TMT? Okay. So UH football, bro.
I thought we was going to talk about building permits and stuff.
How about them bows?
How about
two Pac-12 teams?
Dude, could I consider that your conference?
No, because I'm a USC grad, so I could care less what happens to Oregon State. You lucky it wasn't the Trojans that came to town, because it wouldn't have been 2-0 against the Pac-12 if the USC Trojans came to play the Rainbows, bro.
Hey, you better start stretching out. I heard they need a quarterback.
They do.
How much more eligibility you got?
Who knows?
Yeah, you gotta be like a 16 who knows? Years.
They gotta go pay
redshirt.
Somebody, bro.
But yeah, so 2-0. And they made it, again, they're making it way too close for comfort.
How you feeling about Cole?
I'm Team Cole.
Are you?
Yes, I am. Firmly Team Cole. I think he deserves, everybody, they're saying he's a gunslinger. He's going to take chances, and it's either going to be bombs away or, I mean, as we.
Into. Yeah. So there was a lot of intos.
Yeah,
like,
well, that was
weeks ago.
Yeah, But I think he's gotten firm. He's what, 4-8 touchdowns? He's doing great.
Something like that.
Well, speaking of USC, I heard you guys they fired the AD, Lynn Swan. What happened?
He didn't get fired. He resigned.
Oh, is that what they call it?
Yeah, he may have been asked to leave, but you know, it's a new day.
You know who I'm all into Twitter now? OJ. OJ posts so much hilarious stuff. I'm just thinking that just former, you know, USC Trojan great.
You actually follow that guy?
It's hilarious. The stuff that he says is just so hilarious. I'm actually in it for the comment section.
You're also one of those guys that goes on YouTube to watch car crashes, aren't you?
No.
You like watching death, yeah? Is that what you do? What was that website that used to have back in the day?
Faces of Death.
Rotten.com.
Faces of Death.
I used to go to those websites.
No. I used to, but yeah.
OJ.
OJ. Good old OJ. Hello, Twitter world. He's a good follower. I'm in it for the comments. The comments are just super.
Oh, bruh. Speaking of getting murdered, you heard about
where's
what? You heard
where's
about,
our bell?
You heard about YKL.
I had the under.
Speaking
of lines.
That just says it all right there. If you had the under with Hilo and YKL last weekend and you trust J.I. Ray to make your picks, time to rethink that, my friends, because it was 104-0.
Repeat that again.
104-0. How many touchdowns is that? That's about 5,000 touchdowns. How does that even happen?
What did Wyakea do? Well, I was gonna say
it's more like what didn't they do? Everything. And I didn't know Hilo had some hammers.
Man, what was the like back?
I thought Hilo was all short dudes. I guess not. Like Hilo gets some hammers.
A hammer, and not just BJ Penn. What I was thinking is like, I remember back when I went in high school, Kahuku would romp, and it'd be like 50s
yep.
to like 10.
Yep.
But this is 104. Who do you feel more bad for? I mean, this seems like a lose-lose situation all around to me. It's like, you look at Hilo, it's like, wow, you shouldn't have done that. But then you look at it, YK, it's like, well, I mean.
This is what you signed up for. Mm. Kids got to play.
I haven't seen any coach's reaction yet. They just on the news. It was just highlights, and then the sportscaster saying they bit. But
oh, you just mentioned Kahuku, and that brings up another interesting point about football from last weekend. You know, Kahuku, they played
team from the mainland. Yeah,
you remember the name of the team?
Not off the top of my head, but they won.
They won.
Hawaii is like undefeated against the mainland this year.
They are. It was pretty funny too because on Facebook after that game, one of the moms from the other team
mm-hmm.
made a post like, "Oh, you guys knew we only had one quarterback. Oh, you know it was a non-conference game. oh, how come you guys was headhunting?
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to give him dirty lickings, and he had to go hospital, and Cuckoo sucks.
Wow, salty balls.
And then everybody would jump on that lady's post and just
ripped him.
Scorched her.
Wow.
Scorched her.
That, now, I would feel bad if that was my, if that was my mom doing that, I would be like, why are you doing that,
she
mom?
She deleted the post.
Oh, she did? Oh, well, that's good work by mom.
Well, people screenshotted the crap out of it, reposted.
Internet
reposted.
Never lies.
That's how I saw it. I saw the repost of the repost, and I was like, oh, man.
You don't do that.
I got some popcorn, fired up another browser window, and just crazy.
Yeah. That one you just got to chalk up and just bite your tongue and be quiet. Why?
You would think so, but I guess not.
Is that under mainland style?
Well, it was a mainland team coming out.
I know,
there,
but
right?
I mean, you know how we always say, oh, it's mainland style, bro, mainland style.
Yeah, that is kind of mainland style. So that's your sports rundown with the two Hawaii dads.
Yeah,
here right from Sakana's.
I think I need another drink.
So we're going to stop right now. We're going to go get Justin here another drink. We're going to go find somebody from the crew over here. I think we're going to get a quick word in with somebody from Sakana Bar and Grill here in the heart of Kalihi. It is the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. Sit tight.
Forget Google. Forget Apple. These guys own stock in every Manapua man's van. The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.
It is the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. Hey. We are back from Sakana Grill. At first, I thought it was Bar and Grill, but it's not. It's just Sakana Grill.
Oh, Sakana Grill. Okay, we can bar it afterwards.
The drinking is
optional.
It is optional, but I was going to say it might be a given, too, for some of the folks.
That is true.
Here
that is true.
Sakana. And we do have a very special guest in the house.
Yes, we got Trish in the house. Trish, how you doing?
What's up?
Thank you so much for joining us right here, and thank you so much for letting us reserve this little table in the corner. And how are you feeling? How's everything over at Sakana's?
I feel very good tonight.
How's the staff? How's the staff doing?
Staff is good, and I'd like to welcome you all to Sakana Grill.
Oh, thank you.
It's our first time podcast here.
Hey!
I'm excited about it.
Don't be nervous. You just talk your story, just like how everybody else does here. A very warm environment. Now, I know recently you guys celebrated 2 years right here at the Kalihi location.
That's correct.
And we also got football season right around the corner. Actually, football season is here now.
I know. It's our first weekend. We're really excited about it.
So how was our first? Because you guys weren't open Sundays before, right?
We weren't open Sundays, but it was our first Sunday, and it was really great. We got a really great turnout. Very excited about it. I mean, you know, like me, I'm a diehard Patriots fan.
Uh-oh.
But,
I got some words for you.
I know, but we can't. But
yes. Oh, there we go. Thank you for that. But wait a minute. So Cindy and Scott, I see a lot of Rams sports paraphernalia over here.
That is correct.
So do we have to say Rams house every time we walk in just to be nice?
It is.
Because Cindy is a Rams fan.
Cindy is a Rams fan. I am a Patriots fan, but I'm just a sidelines Patriots fan.
What about Scott? No, what is Scott? Sidelines? What does that mean?
What I mean is Scott is not partial. Yes, Cindy's Rams. I am a Patriots fan, so, you know, we have our little inside controversy going on. But yes, we kind of declared it. Cindy wants to declare it a Rams house.
Okay. All right,
you know
where to
me,
get in.
I'm a Patriots.
Okay. I know you guys set up more TVs coming from football season. Tell us about Sundays. We're calling it Fun Day Sundays here. You guys are going to do drink specials?
We definitely have drink specials. Right now, we are doing a buffet. But you know what? We're going to be doing all kind of specials upcoming. It's like I said, it's our first Sunday going into football. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be changing, but a lot of exciting things here. And I want to welcome everybody out to Sakana. Like I said, it's our first football.
It was really packed because I came on Sunday, and I had the first game at 7 o'clock, and it was reserved, this whole area in the back. If you guys never been here before, there's like an upstairs, downstairs, kind of like a ramp down by the bar, all reserved, all packed. Even the back over here was packed. And the cool thing is that you guys had enough TVs inside here to show every game That was on the morning slate. So it was like 8 games, and everybody had the TV. It was awesome inside here. I unfortunately didn't make it all the way to the end, but you guys was open all slates again. So there's the morning, the middle game, and the Sunday night game. You guys was open all the way through, right?
That is correct. We are showing all the games this weekend. It was exciting. You know, like I said, you know, I'm kind of new to football, but we're into it
as a Patriots fan. Where to jump on in on the wagon?
In the beginning of Brady era.
But, that was like 50 years ago.
It feels like 50 years ago, but you know what? It was really exciting, and you know what? I was really excited for the turn. I got in a little bit later, but they were here bright and early on Sunday morning, and it was a packed house. It was really good, really exciting, and you know what? I like to welcome everybody to come out this upcoming week 2 of Sunday football.
So
you know?
A lot of people come down here for the food as well, because talking to Jason earlier, the old Hanagasa Inn is where the original location was. Everything moved over. So you guys specialize in Okinawan food?
We do have Okinawan food.
Tell us
we
about the food, because that's what the people, you got to eat and drink right at the same time. If you don't do one of them, you're messed up like how I am. If I don't eat,
well,
I'm drinking, I'm all boss.
We have a Okinawan food specials, but we also have a lot of local food and Japanese food.
So fried chicken is so awesome.
Fried chicken is
so bomb.
It's super good here. But, you know, we have a lot of specials and stuff, but it's very diverse, along with the Okinawan food in our regular menu. But like I said, it's Okinawan food, local food, Japanese food, and some specials. And love to welcome all the new people down to Sakana.
And then also, I know you guys specialize in whiskeys and bourbons behind the bar. Can you tell? I was talking to Cindy earlier and to Scott. They were saying they want to bring in some of the drinks that you cannot get. Say you go to your liquor store down the street. They want to bring in some specialty stuff. Tell us about the specialty drinks that you guys bring in and you can't get anywhere.
That is absolutely correct. You know, we want to try to bring in some of the specialty whiskeys and bourbons that a lot of bars maybe that you can't find anywhere else.
Give us some examples that some of the unique.
We've got like Legion. We've got Eagle Rare.
I see Jason nodding his head. He knows. He's the official guy right there.
Yeah,
he knows.
I know. I mean, you know me. I'm not the full whiskey and bourbon special people, but you know we try to bring it in for all our regulars and the people that love all those bourbons and whiskeys that you can't find at any other bar. I mean, we really try to bring that in for all our customers where you can't just find it at any other bar, and that I feel is unique and special.
That's good.
To Sakana here.
Okay, so tell us, you guys will open up now. You open on Sundays, Monday through Sunday. From when to when? Tell the hours.
Okay, so we are open normally to midnight weekdays, 2 to 2 on weekends. But you know, during football season, we definitely open up early hours, and we are open for UH football.
We have
UH football.
Hey.
So if you are UH football diehard,
or just
we're
a gambler,
open for that is
degenerate.
All the pay-per-view. You should definitely come and definitely make reservations. It's a little bit busy, but definitely
you accommodate.
We will accommodate you all if we
can. Then they can find you on social media at the Instagram, Facebook.
Sakana. At Sakana Grill.
Sakana Grill. Okay, can
yes.
do. So Monday, Thursday, Sunday football.
All football days.
UH football.
Open.
Awesome. Trish, thank you so much for stopping by the
and
Two High
thank
Dads.
You all.
No, thank you.
Thank
See,
you.
You saw the sausage being made. Now you can go tell everybody how it really works. And so we'll follow you on Sakana Grill on the Instagram and the Facebook. Thank you so much.
Mahalo, mahalo.
The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. Always a 50-50 chance of getting kicked out of the stands at a Little League game.
We are back. It is a Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.
Oh, man. Shout out to Trish. Trish, what's up, Trish, down here at Sakana?
That was pretty awesome Girl. Getting to hang out with Trish. Talk story.
I know. She seemed super nervous. We had to calm her down. I think she needed more drink.
Well, it's been a long day here at Sakana Grill.
It's been a long weekend right here at the Sakana Grill. Hobra.
Bruh.
So how about, so we took a good 2 weeks off, right? Due to things beyond our control. And your daughter celebrated a birthday.
That she did. She turned 4.
Congratulations. Hey, oh, it's all downhill from here, Dad.
It's all downhill
What'd you guys
from
do?
Here.
What'd you guys do?
What did we do? We went to the movies.
Did you give her full goals? Like, what do you want to use? What do you want to do?
Well, the thing was, we just kept raining presents on her all day.
Oh, making
and
it rain.
And we went Dave and Buster's for lunch. Ooh. Or no, we had Dave and Buster's and we went Buca for lunch. Cruise them, and then we went and saw a movie at dinner after dinner.
Oh, so you just kept it cool right around there. Does she like, what kind of, is she more the games? She more like kind of the, I want to go ride the ride kind of the deal? What is?
She rush everything, anything and everything. She like do all of it. The pro-
Scan to
exactly,
the things.
Exactly, keep swiping them. She likes like Lucky Strike. She likes Dave and Buster. She likes Jungle Fun. The reason why we didn't go to Chuck E. Cheese was because we didn't buy the party, and she would have got all salty that she couldn't do the ticket.
Oh, the ticket booth.
Ticket blaster thing.
Well, so. And you told her what the last time my kids went to Chuck E. Cheese too, right? Hopefully that scared you from that.
I didn't tell her about that, but you know, I don't know about getting herpes at Chuck E. Cheese. Oh. We'll try and keep that to a minimum
brutal.
The next time I go with my kid over there. But
it's so brutal.
Yeah, happy birthday, Ruby. It's all downhill from here.
So I'm in the boat of big birthdays at certain ages. How do you feel about that? Like, let's invite everybody inside her class to...
See, but what are the ages? That's what I'm trying to figure out, because she just turned 4. No. What is it, 5? Kindergarten? Is it 3rd grade? Is it 5th grade? Is it when you get to 7th grade and all of a sudden there's boys? Like,
ooh.
You know what I mean? It's all again, it's all downhill from here.
I was thinking it's like, maybe go by ages, like maybe 5, 10, 15. Hey, throwing a party ain't cheap, dog. Throwing a party is not a cheap.
Which is why I'm against parties right now. Where's the money? I ain't got the money. Where's the money?
I don't know. Well, so if it wasn't David Buster's, I mean, you seem like the dad. Let's just go barbecue.
Beach.
Barbecue at the beach.
Beach.
Bouncy house. I did a bouncy house one time.
Yep.
And that was expensive.
I believe. See, that's the thing. Everything costs money. Nothing's free in this world
Nothing
anymore.
Nothing is free.
So I don't know.
Whatsoever. You know, my kids is coming up on, what is that, 8? Yeah, it's not a big milestone for me.
What was the biggest birthday for them then so far?
Biggest birthday for them, well, I had to have them separate per my situation. So one of them was bouncy house, and that was the cool thing with the bouncy house is that homeboys came first thing in the morning at the crack of dawn, left it, and they came back right when the sun went down. So I had all day. And so
that's why it's expensive, because you paid the day rate, right?
Yeah.
They come at the butt crack of dawn, drop it off, and then come back and say, okay, pow, go home.
Yeah, so I would say that was a big one. And then we made a carnival type environment, you know, little small time carnival games. But then we invited a lot of people out of my family, one of those big ones. So it was like hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
I don't know, bruh.
It's hard, bruh.
Kids
Times
are
is
expensive,
tough.
Bruh.
Well, I mean, you're the dad working 3 jobs. You are the man.
Kids are expensive.
Dizzy,
bruh.
Yeah.
I only get one.
That you know of.
All right. Well, you know, I guess that's going to probably wrap it up. We're going to get out of here. We're going to play a little bit more Elijah Sky.
One more,
right?
Elijah Sky.
So
yes.
Before we get out of here, though, Elijah Sky, today is Monday the 9th. This week, he's actually down at
Blue Note
Hawaii with the homie Big Mox.
Big Mox. Friend of the show, friend of the podcast, performing live this Wednesday. The 11th, I believe. Wednesday's 11th.
Yeah, I think it's the 11th.
Living down there at Blue Note. I've yet to go to Blue Note yet.
It's a solid venue, man.
I gotta get out there. So he's gonna perform 2 shows, I believe. Don't they do like a 6 and a 9? He's gonna be down there.
Something like that.
So he got his. He's definitely gonna be jamming some of his recordings from his Nahoku Hano Hano nominated album Heart Over Hype. And I was looking at that album. He's got he hooked up with some homies. I think Marquez was on that CD.
Yeah.
I think he did a jam with Irie Love.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, we tried to get him on. I think we got to get him on. We had some technical difficulties.
We'll get him on the show one of these days. The problem is we're trying to be mobile. We're trying to get all over the place. So then all of a sudden that kind of gets in the way of making the show work sometimes.
That's all good, though. I mean, our listeners are jonesing for some pod. Actually, you know, this past weekend, people were asking about when we're going to drop a new one. I said, don't worry, we got them. We're going to cut that coming up.
That's what
soon,
you told them. That's what you told them.
Yeah, that was between the shots that I was taking at the bar.
All right. So, well, we're going to get out of here with one more song from Elijah Sky.
Yeah, this is his latest single, Aloha Story. Got some play right here on KCCN FM 100, which I work at as well, 7-3 on the afternoon show.
That's going to do it for me. I'm Jason.
Justin right over here, two Hawaii dads. Come follow us.
We'll see you next time.
Island chain out in the Pacific Ocean. Cool breeze, dread winds always blowing from east to west. Tropical landscape and beautiful mountains. I swear Hawaii is the best. I love it, yes, I love it. Sunshine in all my skin. I love it, yes, I love it. You've got the spirit of Aloha, can you feel it? Say giving and receiving, you best be believing. Aloha is the blood of the place we call home, and we've got to embrace it. Sky, come on. It's something you just can't deny. Catching a wave, travel along the coastline. Pull up a truck and throw out the line. A fish fry so the bladders can grind. I love it, yes, I love it. Sunshine in all my skin. I love it, yes, I love it. You've got to feel it within. Jump in the ocean, oh yeah. When I'm riding in the mountains, hang out and go cruise with my cousins. Barbecue, say party in the backyard. We jamming songs for the school days to the break of dawn. We'll play a song for the ones that's here, whoa yeah, and for the ones that's gone. I love it, yes I love it. Sunshine in all my skin. Yes, I love it. You've got to feel it within. The spirit of Aloha, can you feel it? Say giving and receiving, you best be believing. Aloha is the blood of the place we call home, and we've got to embrace it.
Stealing your mangoes any chance they get. The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.